Hello, and welcome to the New Homeowner Podcast, the podcast for first-time new home homeowners. In episode four, two episodes ago, we talked about what could potentially affect your start date, for instance, permits. And then in the last episode, we officially broke ground on your new home. So now what? What's going to happen now? It's time to start building your home. And today we're going to talk about the steps of the building process leading up to your pre-drywall meeting. Plus, we'll go into detail about who is actually building your home. At the end of the episode, our special guest, Dave, will share with us the one thing you can begin setting up during your build that is more important than running water. Is there such a thing? We're going to find out. I am very curious. I forget what we said it was going to be, so I'm anxious to know. Amy, Kelsey, how are you guys doing?
Good. How about yourself?
Awesome. So the news this week, the big news has got to be back to school. And you knew I was going to talk about Amy because, Amy, you have two twin boys who are starting kindergarten, which is like the ultimate first day of school.
Yes, they had their first day of kindergarten yesterday. We took the bus. We had the whole experience. And I didn't get a lot of feedback, but I didn't get any negative feedback. So I'll take that as a good day.
Kelsey, do you remember your first day of school?
That was a little too long ago. No, I can't say that I do. I think I remember the excitement of it. But
did you ride the bus?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back in the day, we all rode the bus.
I feel like you have to ride the bus. We had bus 22. I still remember my bus number.
Wow.
I remember my kindergarten bus driver, Mr. Robinson.
Yeah. My bus driver definitely smoked while she drove. That's not really allowed anymore, but...
Things have definitely changed.
She loved to curse and smoke and yell at us, but she was our bus driver for years. She was very consistent, unlike your bus driver, apparently, Aim.
Yeah, the bus driver was an hour late yesterday and didn't show up at all this morning. So we're going to have to fix that by the end of the first week, hopefully.
That's a little nerve-wracking, no doubt. Well, let's bring in our guest today, Dave. Welcome.
How are you doing? Doing well. Thank you for having me.
Dave, you're a regional production manager. We're going to get into what that means, but I want to know if you have any first day of school stories or a crazy bus story.
I don't have any crazy bus stories, but we did send all of our kids off yesterday. Had one entering the first year of high school.
Oh, wow.
Which was a little nerve-wracking, and one entering middle school, which if you survive those 3 years of your life, everything's downhill from there. Middle school is definitely tough.
Yeah.
And then my youngest is in elementary school. So that's old hat.
Yeah. Now our kids don't start until Thursday and they walk to school. So after elementary, you can walk in our neighborhood anyway and to high school. But I remember in high school as a freshman starting to look around like, how can I get off this bus and get into a car? Can someone drive me? Is your high schooler looking at that yet or definitely on the bus?
He is.
Okay.
He is chomping at the bit. As soon as he is able, he will be in a vehicle.
Yeah. So Dave, a regional production manager, give us a little background about that role. The last episode we talked with Emily, who's a production manager or project manager. So I think it's helpful for everybody who's building with us to understand kind of how the roles work and why we have them.
Absolutely. So tough act to follow. Emily was excellent.
Emily was.
I hope
her trip to Costa Rica went well.
Yeah.
I'll have to have her back on and get that update.
Yep.
So she is a project manager, and that is a role and responsibility with an organization that is on the front lines. They're on the site every single day. They're making sure everybody is doing what they need to be doing, making sure the quality of the home is where it needs to be. And then there's other layers of support, so they're not alone. And the regional production manager role is a role that is at the regional level that focuses on product and process improvement, supporting Emily and her peers, and making sure that we are partnering with the trade partners, who are the individuals who are actually building the home, and making sure that we are continuing to educate them, train them, and acquire new trade partners and making sure that we have the best and the brightest on our job sites building the homes.
Right, right. Because I think there might be a misconception sometimes that, you know, Ryan Homes has all these framers on salary or plumbers on salary, but really what we look to do is find the best plumbing companies in that particular market. So if it's in Richmond, okay, what's the best plumbing company in Richmond that we can partner with? Because it's very difficult trades, I mean, man, if you're not sure what to do with your life, become a trade. You can have a really good career and a great job. They're hard to find, and really good ones are hard to find. So that's kind of your role, I guess, is making sure that we have the best ones available.
Absolutely. And another word for these individuals that you may have heard are subcontractors, but we don't like to use that word because we really look at them as partners. They are an extension of Ryan Homes. And we really want to come alongside of them and have that relationship that we are taking pride in what we do every single day, and that we're building these homes as if they were going to be our own. And we want to transfer that type of mission with our trade base as well.
Yeah, I mean,
we
work with some of these companies for years, decades even. So yes, it's certainly, subcontractor is such a limiting word. If you think about it, it really is a partnership with us. So,
and one other really important thing to note in regards to my role, especially recently with the supply chain that challenges that we've had, is that buying with a builder that is a national builder, we have that leverage. We are able to work with procurement and work with suppliers and make sure that we're getting priority to get the products that we need to build your home and keep it moving forward.
Yeah, a friend of mine who's building with a very small builder in his area, their house was 90% done. And I said, well, what's the holdup? It's been 2 months. He's like, we can't get these stair treads. You know, there's a whole wood problem, a lumber issue. So I was like, really? That's what's holding it up? He's like, yeah, what do you guys do? And I was like, I don't know. We have about 20 people that are just constantly looking for the best products and how we're going to get them to the right place at the right time. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Depending on the year, it can be, there's been appliance challenges, roofing shingles, all kinds of stuff has to arrive at the same time. So,
and that's where this role helps our project managers, so they can focus on delivering the best experience possible. Don't have to worry about stuff like that.
So, you know, when we left off with Emily, we had worked our way right up to the pre-construction meeting. Right. So she was talking about that as well as some of the build and what her role is as a project manager, which was at one point your role as well, right? A couple of years ago. But
yes.
How many houses do you think you've built over the years?
When I was a project manager, it was about 273, but who's counting?
Sounds pretty accurate.
That's great. Wow. That's a lot.
I spent a lot of time in the field.
So you still remember probably after the pre-construction meeting, getting to the pre-drywall meeting, you know, what's happening in between those two checkpoints, if you will?
Sure. So you leave the pre-construction meeting, which you learned all about last time with Emily. And this is when your dream becomes a reality. This is where you start to get really excited. You start to see what you've spent the last few months putting together on paper come to fruition. And you may be a little bit nervous in regards to how are the selections that I have, how they're going to turn out, but we make sure that we have everything that you've selected and everything is accurate. And that's why that pre-construction meeting is really important. So you leave that meeting and you can expect the home to start within about 2 weeks of that meeting, give or take. Now, again, we've talked about the various components of construction that could potentially delay that. But don't be concerned, because our project managers do a great job with communication. We understand how important communication is. And if something is to delay the start of your home, they will definitely get in touch with you and let you know what's going on.
And bring it back on track. I'm sure there's a lot of different things that happen during those 2 weeks, give or take a day or two. So I remember when they were starting on our house, we went the first couple of days, like the day after the first meeting, the pre-construction, and nothing had happened. And I was like, man, this is really frustrating. It's still just grass, even though they told us, but it's okay. We still went. And then finally we went, and it was just one day. There was a giant hole in the ground and a bunch of dirt. And of course, first thing I did was jump down in there in that hole. And I was like, I don't think they're done yet. This doesn't look like quite the right size. And my wife's like, absolutely, they're not done. There's no way that's the size of the house. So I'm sure you've experienced that or heard that a lot.
Now, you jumped down in that hole with authorized personnel, correct?
We should have. We were young and dumb. This is before we had kids and brains.
It's funny, because that's something that we hear often, is that the hole always looks smaller than what you think it will be. And I was actually driving through one of our communities this past weekend, because I might be in the market for a new home. So I've kind of been scoping out some of our Ryan Homes communities in the area. And this particular community has half acre lots. And as we're driving through, I'm like, okay, all I see is dirt and these look so small. These don't look like a half acre, and they absolutely are. So I can only imagine with the hole dug in there, gosh, I thought the lot looked small, you know.
Absolutely. That's something we hear quite a bit.
Yeah.
And don't be concerned because, again, we have confirmed all your selections. But and it's funny because when the hole is dug, it looks small, and then the foundation, it looks even smaller. And as it progresses, it's not until you get drywall and trim and that it totally expands and it looks like the model.
And there's a lot of dirt and stuff that's moved and then put back, and then grass and landscaping and trees. And it's like, oh, okay, now, yeah, actually it looks pretty big at this point when that stuff's back in.
And again, in the beginning of the construction process, it's not going to look like a lot of progress is being made. There's things that have to happen before we can dig the home. We have to stake it out. So you'll see stakes in the ground. Spray paint is a good indicator that we're getting close to digging because we have to mark the utilities. So, you know, our goal at MVR is that we have somebody working on your home every day. And we run a pretty tight ship here at MVR, and we've got a lot of controls in place to make sure we're delivering the highest quality product possible. One thing we haven't figured out quite the way that we'd like to figure it out just yet is the weather.
Yeah.
We're still working on that.
It's a little unpredictable.
But we've learned how to manage through.
But we can build in the winter. We can build, I guess I've always heard the worst is rain, just day after day of rain, not just a little storm, but like if conditions are really, really wet.
I would say that is not ideal, but we can push through that because typically, you know, if it's an entire day, sometimes it just rains in the afternoon. But I would say, you know, snow, a snow event, you know, where it snows and then it takes a while to melt, that could potentially delay. But again, there's many factors, but we've been at this for decades. So we learn how to overcome challenges and obstacles. And that's something else, that there will be ups and downs through this process. And just because something changes course isn't something to be alarmed about. It's just, that's why we have the best and brightest in the field. That's why we have project managers to problem solve. And we want to keep moving forward.
I think it's important to remember just to be engaged in the process as the customer, and also to be excited. And
yes,
when you see something or you think you're going to worry about something, you know, trust your project manager and trust the team behind that person as well. That this is not their first rodeo. They're probably marking their 200th home build or something like that. So don't be afraid to reach out. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd love to touch on that because, again, you know, when I was a project manager, I'll speak about my experience. I would sit down that pre-construction, first time meeting the home buyers, and they'd look at me and see how young I was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
and they'd be concerned. But I just want to let everybody know that we do have a rigorous training program that we put all of our project managers through. And there's various tests along the way to make sure that they are in the position that's necessary to succeed before we put them in charge of $1 million of inventory and the most expensive purchase of our customers' lives. So we take that very seriously here at MVR.
Yeah. When I was having my boys 6 years back, my mom expressed concern about the age of my doctor. She said, "She's so young. Are you sure she knows how to manage this?" And I said, "Yeah, there's a lot to be said for experience and that's everything. But so is the newest educated person on the team." So that was how I justified it. And I really find that to be true. I started with Ryan Holmes at 22 as well. So I've dealt with that dynamic. But once you overcome that concern with knowledge, you can feel everybody's stress ease.
Absolutely.
We've got the hole, the foundation, I guess, and then we start getting vertical. And tell us about that part of it.
So that's where it gets really exciting. And you know, our project managers, they like to send pictures. They do it on different frequencies. But if that's something that you would find benefit or value in, make sure you communicate that to your project manager at that pre-construction meeting, and I'm sure they'd be happy to oblige. This part is where it really starts to take shape. This is where you really start to see progress, and it goes up very quickly. And I know there's been some concern with that in the past in regards to how quickly it goes up, but we do that with a purpose in mind.
Yeah. In fact, the speed is because of the quality we want. It's not a signal that we're doing it too fast or there's no way it could be good. And that's part of the reason we want to talk today, is just so everybody understands, like, how is it possible it goes up so quickly? Well, you know, we've already been talking about everything that's been happening behind the scenes, but this is now coming to fruition on your home site for your house.
Correct.
And, you know, there's certainly reasons why we want it going up quickly if we can.
Absolutely.
Help it.
And why that one of the reasons why we want it to get, we don't want it to get up so quickly. We want to get it dried in. So if we can limit the amount of exposure it has to the elements, it's better for everyone involved. And we try to build as many of the components in a controlled environment. Most of our locations have plants that were vertically integrated that are part
most,
of NBR.
But not all. So if you're in an area and you're saying, where's the plant for my house? And it's not there yet. That doesn't mean you're not getting high quality. It just means we haven't built a plant there yet. So, but the amount of time that wood can be out in the elements is actually quite long. I mean, it could be 2 months, but what kind of time frame are we looking for?
So we're looking for 2 weeks at the max, but by delivery to under roof. And obviously that's our time frame. And we have the ability to get those lumber deliveries as close to the day that we start framing as possible. Now that may change given the various circumstances like we talked about, including weather. But again, we try to build as many of those components in that controlled environment. And I'd love to share this story because it just speaks to the pride that everyone in this organization has for what they do. I recently visited one of our plants and I was introduced to a gentleman who has been building stairs for 4 decades. And you think
40
about
40 years is 4 decades.
You think about math real quick. You think about the repetition. And his craft and how skillful he's got at that. And that's the type of individuals that we have in that plant that are doing these different tasks on a regular and repeatable basis. And it creates consistency. And it really, I think, builds on the quality that you ultimately see when you move into the home.
I know before they painted ours was signed. The stair guy, I guess, or woman had signed their name and said, This is my work. I'm standing behind it. So I thought that was really cool.
You take a lot of pride in that, I'm sure. Yeah.
And we do have situations, right? We do have situations where we have a weather event where it extends past that 2 week period. But see, that's where what we do as a regional support is we look at that and look at products that are going to give us more margin for error. And let me just talk about one of the products, the flooring, the OSB flooring. Is designed to be in the elements. It has a self-draining technology with weep holes, and it's able to withstand a lot more moisture, and it has a 50-year warranty on it.
Sometimes if I watch like a real sensitive movie, my weep holes activate. And I feel embarrassed because I'm a 40-year-old man. But
again, that's part of the plan.
That's good to hear because I know there was inches of rainwater on our subflooring, you know, for a half day. And I'm just watching them like push brooms of water off. I'm like, is that bad? Our project manager there's like, oh, no, that's no problem. That's fine. You could have a foot of snow on there for 3 days and it's perfectly within the limits of that product. And man, there are so many specs to understand about a product, like a piece of wood. You just look at it and like, oh, that's a piece of wood. No, there's all kinds of performance metrics related to that and testing that goes into that.
Absolutely. And if you do have a situation, you know, that's why you have a project manager in place to make sure that we're taking the action necessary.
Very cool.
Hey, homeowners, it's Kelsey with the New Homeowner Podcast. If you ask me, the best neighbors you could have are your friends and family. Send them to ryanhomes.com to get in touch with your community sales team or just to browse local communities in their area. That's ryanhomes.com. Now back to the podcast.
So the next phase, we've got the walls, we've got panels, we've got roof trusses, right? And we're dried in at this point. So we have a roof, we have shingles.
We have shingles, we have windows, we have doors, we have house wrap.
Siding or whatever we're using on the side of the house.
Siding hasn't happened just yet.
Okay.
So what's next is what goes in behind the walls. So your mechanical, which is your ductwork, your heating and air conditioning ductwork, your plumbing, and your electrical work. That's kind of the lifeblood of your home. That's what's happening next once it's dried in. We don't want to start that process before it's dried in because we don't want those components to be compromised in any way. So that's again, who we partner with, our trade partners. Those are the individuals that are doing that. And each of our trade partners, like we just have, we have support for our project managers. They're not alone. We have support within our organization to make sure that there's many eyes on the process. The trade partners have that same level of support where they have supervisors that are coming out and making sure everyone's doing what they need to do.
And I have to ask you, just to make sure I understand, dried in, is that the new cool term for the drywall's up?
Well, it's not the drywall's up just yet, but it's a construction term. It's a relief for the project manager because everything becomes a lot more, the variables become eliminated.
So you're under roof?
You're under roof.
Okay.
Under roof.
So if it's pouring rain, you're a little bit relieved, like, okay,
correct,
everything that we've put in is going to be dry when we go to work on it the next day.
Absolutely. Yeah. And to your point, you know, this period of time is really impacted by weather. Once you're dried in,
I got it.
a lot of those variables are removed. So the critical path to getting you into your new home becomes a lot more fixed.
Yeah, I always found that this period of time that you're talking about, Dave, was a great time to encourage my homeowners to do a drive-by. Drive through the community at the evenings or on the weekend when it's less busy with all of the trade partners working there. But it's just an awesome time to document what's going on. And it really is exciting to see so much progress in a small amount of time.
Absolutely.
We're also seeing, I guess, a framing inspection or inspectors coming in at various points for this, even for the foundation, I suppose.
Right? Yes, absolutely. So internally, we have controls in place, but we do go through inspections externally as well. We have county inspections, local jurisdictional inspections that inspect various aspects of the home. This is the most important time to inspect the home before it goes into drywall to make sure everything behind the walls is where it needs to be. We also have a third party in this area. It's PEG. It's an energy rater who comes out and makes sure that that your ductwork system is fully sealed and that all the heating and air conditioning is not being wasted and getting to where it needs to get to. And they also make sure that all the air infiltration locations or voids are taken care of with a pre-inspection. And it's not just a pre-inspection, but at the end, and I'm sure you'll get to this in that episode, they come back and make sure that the air exchanges are below a certain level so that your house is as tight as it possibly can be to save you as much money as you possibly can.
Yeah, when we get to that
new home.
When we get to that episode, the numbers are pretty astounding. Even a 10 or 15 year old home versus a new home built today, it's pretty amazing what they do today. So
absolutely. Really cool. We build them so tight that we actually have to have a fan inside the home to get fresh air into the home.
To circulate it.
So
I'm making a mental note because I was just trying to educate my husband on the benefits of new construction, and one of them being just the efficiency of everything behind the walls. So note to self, he needs to tune into this episode.
Yeah, and also all of the involvement in the meetings. So Dave, you mentioned the pre-drywall meeting. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's going to, your project manager is going to reach out to you about 2 weeks prior to that meeting. That tends to happen between 45 to 60 days after your pre-construction meeting. And we like to do it once everything is complete and at the last possible moment before it goes into drywall. So insulation is in. So insulation is the last task before we get inspected for insulation and go into drywall. So that's the time that we'd like for you to come into the home. It takes about an hour to an hour and a half, although we'll take as much time as we need. This is an important meeting. And you will walk through your home and the project manager will point out certain products in the home that we believe are an added benefit of buying new construction, and look at that and answer any questions that you have. Again, this is a time to verify, not to change. At this point,
so Kelsey, you just need to take your husband along, get a ride along on one of these.
That's
like
right.
A pre-drywall.
He'll be sold.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here thinking, gosh, if I walked into a house and just saw a ton of wires, my anxiety would be through the roof. Yes. So I would assume that that's the role of the project manager to kind of educate you on everything that we're seeing before we go into drywall.
Absolutely. And an example would be like our Uponor piping that we use. You know, it has more than 40 years of use and history. It's reliable. It won't pit. It won't freeze. It's freeze resistant. It's leak resistant. This is something that we switched to this product, and it looks like a tube. It looks like a tube. It's not your traditional copper piping. It's not as noisy, and it's less likely to leak, and it's guaranteed by a 25-year warranty. So those are the type of products that you get to see inside your home. And it almost looks like wiring, and you're like, well, that's not plumbing pipe. And then you get to understand the benefits and why we use that type of piping.
I think that's helpful and gives you peace of mind. And, you Absolutely. Know, when your parents come by and they're like, oh, well, why aren't you using the good old copper? It's like,
yes,
that was great 30 years ago, but here are the issues. And this is a much better product.
Much better product.
So you're basically learning how your home functions.
Absolutely.
Right?
What's behind the walls. And, yeah. and it really, that's really what's going to save you money and give you peace of mind once you move in. The mastic that's on the ductwork, they'll make sure that there's no leakage in the ductwork. So there's many things to cover at that time.
How long does the meeting take?
About an hour to an hour and a half.
And what could our customers do to best prepare?
It is a construction site, so dress accordingly. You can bring your paperwork, but most of the paperwork is already in the window on site. So most project managers will review that with you. Just one last verification before we go into drywall that everything is where it needs to be. Tape measures are a good idea if you want to make sure that couch you just purchased was going to fit like you thought it was going to fit.
but the measurements change just a tad generally, right? From when the drywall, before it's up and once it's installed. So it's just giving you a gauge at this point, right?
Exactly. I mean, you don't want to measure for window treatments at this point, right? Because those are going to be impacted and your margin for error is a lot less. But furniture, you should be fine because... Okay. It's only about, you know, drywall is a half inch. So it's not going to make that much of an impact for furniture, but for window treatments, definitely you want to wait.
And is it okay if they take pictures? I know I took a ton of them, but I didn't really ask. I'm assuming
Absolutely.
That's fine, right?
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. Take pictures of what's behind your wall. If there's
Video
a certain area.
Probably is a good idea. That'd
Video be- is not a bad idea either. You're going to probably want that when you move in and you're hanging your first couple pictures and making sure what's behind the wall or.
Can be very helpful.
Absolutely.
And then I know we've had a few questions about people asking, can I bring my uncle? He's a home inspector, or can I bring my dad? He used to build homes. You know, what's our policy on that? Is that okay?
Absolutely. For us, we're open book. More eyes, the better. Our ultimate goal is to build you the best house possible. And if they have a perspective or if they see something that we don't, then by all means, bring them and we'll have that discussion. And if it's something we need to address, we'll address. But no, more the merrier. We just ask that if you come to the home that you are accompanied by Ryan Homes personnel, but you can bring a home inspector if you want. You can bring your uncle if you want. And they're more than welcome to be a part of that meeting.
I know sometimes at this stage, we'll see spray paint on the floors. What does that mean?
So that's the frame check.
Okay.
So that's what we're doing with Square and Plumb, making sure everything is where it needs to be, making sure all the bolts are where they need to be and the steel beams are where they need to be, and that all the 2x4s are in good shape, and that especially in your kitchens and baths, yeah. that all those areas are square, especially with tile or hardwood, you'll definitely notice that. And it's a lot easier to fix at this time. So again, there's a lot of oversight on that particular inspection. It's a very important inspection. Again, the project manager, the senior project manager, and something we've incorporated recently are warranty managers. Our warranty managers who actually will be an added team member once you settle on your home, and they'll service you from that point forward. They have a good insight into what are the obstacles and challenges and opportunities that we're running into post-settlement that we can fix for that next customer. So they have a unique perspective.
Right, right. It's really interesting because obviously the warranty manager, if there is anything wrong, that's the person that's going to come in. And so that's their job. But really, we'd like them to sort of be like the Maytag repairman where they
Absolutely.
Don't have to come out. And so we've said, hey, why don't you come out before we put the drywall in and you check it out?
Absolutely.
And those men and women are previous project managers for the most part and have a lot of experience as to what's going to cause a problem down the road. Let's get in front of it right now so that we don't even have to have that call.
A ton of experience. And fun fact, the area that I'm a regional production manager in, one of the divisions have a combined tenure of over 70 years
That's
with the company.
Wow. That's great.
So you're in great hands.
That's good. Anything else that we should know about the pre-drywall meeting?
So, you know, I just one thing to note is that we do take the trade partners that we work with very seriously, the selection process, and we make sure that that they are licensed and that they have a good structure in place to be able to deliver on the brand promise, on the quality that we expect. We want to make sure that those are the only individuals that are doing work on your home.
Ah, okay. I'm sensing you're trying to say something to everyone out there. Let's be more explicit.
That was a roundabout
way of
saying.
I certainly wanted to add a little bit of this and add a little bit of that. And let me just sneak in there. So what you're saying is let's leave it to those guys.
To the professionals.
Yeah.
To the professionals. Absolutely. We just don't want anybody to get hurt first and foremost. And we don't want any warranties to be voided or any issues to happen down the road.
Right. I can imagine if you're at Ford Motor Company about to, you know, you're going to go check out your cars being built, if you could do that. And you said, hang on one second, let me just have a little turbo booster here. I want to have a little nitro gauge on the back. They wouldn't really appreciate that.
And that's the thing about construction is that you move this lever and it moves 17 different others. And unless you have the full picture.
Once you move in, you can do whatever you want to your house.
100%.
Right? And
that's
and
where those
people
pictures...
do for years. I know we've been doing renovations and changes and this and that. It's really fun.
So. And that's where those pictures that you take, so you know what's behind the walls, will come in handy.
Yeah, we added a dog washing bin when we got a dog. That's
nice.
Yeah, I'm in the basement now. So
we added a little dog room underneath our stairwell. And our dogs whine the entire time they're in there. So we are now transforming it into, we have a cat as well. I think we addressed that on a previous episode, but we're now transforming it into her little space where we'll have her litter box and everything's all secure in there. So we don't have to worry about odors, but yeah, it's just funny the things that you can come up with post-settlement, right?
So post-settlement, go for it. Pre-settlement, leave your hammer at home.
Leave it to us. We got you covered. and just one other thing. One other question that we typically get at that time is you're getting close to the end. At that point, we talked about all the variables being removed and we're able to dial in the next meeting, which would be your new home orientation when the house is 100% complete. And we'll be able to give you that date or a very close estimate of when that date is going to be at this meeting. The next question usually is about locking your interest rate. And I know you're going to get to that at a later episode, but that's something that is asked at that time.
Yeah, we'll definitely get into more of details on the mortgage process and how that's going, interest rate locks, which will start to give you an idea of your payment. And then, you know, we'll start talking settlement details, how to get ready for that and what's involved there. But knowing, you know, within a day or a week or so, when your new home orientation is going to be, when you're going to be moving in, that's pretty exciting.
And the project manager will be able to give you that. What he won't be able to give you definitively is your settlement date. Again, there's other variables at play there that are outside that project manager's control, but it typically happens. We like to see that happen 2 to 3 days after your new orientation.
Right. I remember we were especially cognizant of that date because we were about to have our first baby. So my daughter was born about a month after we moved in, but it was tight. At one point I was like, please don't tell me we're moving and having a baby on the same week. That would be really stressful, but it worked out okay. Okay. We mentioned at the beginning of the show that there was a tip. And now that I'm looking at the notes, I know what it is. It's a good idea in this day and age. So tell us what they might want to be looking for in scheduling.
And if it's more important than running water, I think that's debatable. But
yeah.
It kept everybody engaged until the end.
Maybe for this younger generation.
That's right. Well, it's really important, the telecommunication. So your TV and internet provider, that's somebody you'll want to engage with at this time. Typically, you know, it's a new community. Your address isn't in the GPS system just yet. Maybe the infrastructure isn't run. And you want to start that process and uncover that with some time to spare. So you really want to reach out to whoever you want your TV or internet provider to be at that time and start that process.
Get on their schedule, get any questions answered that they might have.
And we'll take care of the water for you.
Yeah.
Can you imagine moving into a brand new home and not being able to watch Netflix for a month?
How about one night? I'd be like, all right,
how
let's
are you
fire
supposed
up
to enjoy
Netflix.
Your new home? Gosh.
Order pizza and watch a show. That'd be like what I'd really be looking forward to. Now, maybe on that very night, it might be a little tricky, but you mentioned the water, electricity. It's funny because, you know, we handle all that, right? And then this internet thing is always something that it's a whole different set of companies, a whole different set of things. So that's a great tip.
And just to clarify, the water and the electric is something that we have more control over, and we control that infrastructure. Right. So you call those companies, it's just a simple changing the account. But internet is something that's totally different in most areas.
Dave, thank you for joining us. I'm sure we might have you back on later and get some more stories and maybe some in-depth episodes on different product that we're using. Ryan Homes has been building homes since the late 40s, mid 40s. So we've had years and years and years to get better and better and better. And it's great to see that there's such a smart people choosing the right products and looking out for the process and helping all the project managers out there across all of our community. So appreciate it. Thank you for your time. All right. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast to stay in the loop on future episodes and visit newhomeowner.com to submit any questions or future topics or future episodes. If you have a friend in the market for a new home, Kelsey, I consider you a friend. So you might want to go to ryanhomes.com to check out the communities. I'm sure you're familiar
with
the website.
Thank you. I would have never guessed.
Send them to the website. There's a lot of great communities and a lot of great homes. You can look at photos, videos, and Google reviews and all that kind of stuff to get you started. But also recommend this podcast to your friend. It's a great way to understand how the build process works and everything that goes into it. Thanks. We'll see you next time.